שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're studying from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the Peace and the World article. You can ask questions on the website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, writings of Baal HaSulam, the article, Peace in the World. Scrutinies and inquiries concerning matters that cause absence of peace, suggestions of world reformers and testing them against reality, observing the good that is founded on mercy and truth, justice and peace, as implied in the Book of Psalms. Mercy and truth met. Justice and peace kissed. Truth will spill forth from the earth, and justice was reflected from heaven. The Lord, too, will give the good, and our land will yield its crop. Subtitle: Everything is evaluated not by its appearance at a given moment, but according to its level of development. We'll read the subheader again. Peace in the world. Scrutinies and inquiries concerning the matters that cause the absence of peace. Suggestions of world reformers and testing them against reality. Observing the good that is founded on mercy and truth, justice and peace, as implied in the Book of Psalms.
In other words, we see that the title is very pertinent, especially for our time. Yes?
Mercy and truth met, justice and peace kissed. Truth will spill forth from the earth, and justice was reflected from heaven. The Lord, too, will give the good, and our land will yield its crop. Everything is evaluated not by its appearance at a given moment, but by according to its level of development. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it, because any observation of the work of creation is enough to teach us about the greatness and perfection of its operator and creator. Therefore, we must understand and be very careful when casting a flaw on any item of creation, saying it is redundant and superfluous, and that would be slander about its operator. It is common knowledge that the Creator did not complete creation when He created it. And we see in every corner in reality, in the general and in the particular, that it abides the laws of gradual development, from the absence to completion of growth. For this reason, when the fruit tastes bitter in the beginning of its growth, we do not consider it a flaw in the fruit, since we all know the reason. The fruit has not completed its development. So it is in every element of reality. When an element seems to us as bad and harmful, it is but self-testimony of that element, that it is still in a transition phase, in the process of its development. Hence, we must not decide that it is bad, and it is not wise for us to cast a flaw in it.
So, here it's clear to us that we are in a world where there is wholeness, and that wholeness is revealed to us, but in different ways, until we can recognize, agree, that it is actually wholeness. And all the flaws we can say about creation are because we don't understand the complete picture. We don't see it or feel it or attain it. And this is why we have to correct ourselves until we open our eyes to all of reality from beginning to end. And then we are certain to not look negatively at any part of it, okay? No questions about that. Good. Let's go.
Subtitle, The Weakness of World Reformers. This is the key to understand the weakness of world reformers throughout the generations. They regarded man as a machine that is not operating properly and needs mending, meaning to remove its broken parts and replace them with working ones. This is the tendency of all world reformers, to eradicate any harmful and bad in the human species. And the truth is that had the Creator not stood against them, they would certainly have by now cleansed man entirely, leaving in him only what is good and useful.
According to their opinion. And then afterwards, of course, they would discover how wrong they were and what harm they did. Any interference that we make in creation is only does harm, although they don't think that this is so, but this is what happens. This is why, until we really correct ourselves, and to the extent that we correct ourselves, are we permitted to change anything or add anything? Because then we add only good things. Meaning, those parts that we saw as requiring correction, we discover that they are already corrected even before us. And to the extent that we correct ourselves, we see everyone else at that same level of correction too.
But
because the Creator meticulously watches over all the elements in His creation, not letting anyone destroy a single thing in His domain, but only reform it and make it useful and good, all the reformers of the above-mentioned kind will vanish from the earth, and bad qualities will not vanish. They exist and count the degrees of development that they must still traverse until they complete their ripening. At that time, the bad attributes themselves will turn to good and useful ones, as the Creator had initially planned for them. This is like a fruit on a tree that sits and waits, and counts the days and months it must still wait before the completion of its ripeness, at which time its taste and sweetness will become evident to every person.
Okay, no questions. Yes, Niv?
What's the difficulty in scrutinizing what's good and beneficial or bad?
Your intellect, your heart, will control. They will measure, they will direct it all toward what they are. All who fault, fault in their own fault. So how can you see actual flaws in creation and that they are really flaws and not that you see them as flaws because the flaws are in you? We also learn what is the perception of reality. That you see the reality that you are in and you see it as if it's outside of you. So how can you even approach anything and give it some sort of characteristic, whether it's good or bad, and how many points you give everything in terms of how corrected or corrupted it is. It's impossible until a person corrects himself. And if he knows to what level he has corrected himself, up to that level, he can also look at reality and say if it's good or not. But to the extent that he corrects himself, he sees that reality is corrected. And that to begin with, it was in its correct state. We have nothing to correct other than ourselves. This is why all fault, fault in their own fault. And we see the world as all bad, spoiled, and it all points to our own internal corruptions. And not the corruptions in us, but a corruption of a corruption, because this is how we see ourselves. And that vision we transfer to what is outside of us. You understand the kind of mistake that happens here? That instead of correcting ourselves, we want to correct and bend everything outside of us. Everyone wants to correct the world. And what do Kabbalists say? There is what to correct. Only the relationship between us, nothing else. Don't touch anything else. If you correct only this, accordingly, you will see that the world is corrected. And the more you move away from correcting yourself and shift it to correcting the world, that's exactly the transition from inner spiritual work to external corporeal egoistic work. By this, you only corrupt.
But also the Kabbalists themselves, the approach isn't clear because they say that we also have to do actions outside of man or just correcting our attitude and
only correcting your attitude. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, you can sit under the tree like Rabbi Akiva and study and not do anything other than the slice of bread and a glass of water and sleeping on the earth, and that's enough for you. Everything else is internal correction.
So what's all the approach? If not for me, who is for me? The doctor can heal. And
it all pertains to a person's inner correction. You're not born in order to correct the world. You are born in order to correct yourself. Until you see yourself and the world as corrected.
And on the outside, no actions are needed?
Nothing. Nothing. A will to receive is revealed in all kinds of internal and external forms, but the correction is always internal. Okay? Good.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, I understand what you just said, but Bala Sulam gives like another explanation that what we see are details that are in some process of development, supposedly with nothing to do with me.
Their development is only within people, that's the part that develops, and to the extent that it develops, he sees it, the world is developing. And that development is egoistic development from generation to generation.
Yes.
So how can we actually put systems of education, of law, if a person can't only watches his own flaws?
Educational systems, that's what we need. If those systems of education are correct, for all the ages, all the types of the population, after them, you'll be able to build all the other systems correctly. Mac 6.
Доброе утро, учитель. Спасибо. Вот Борис Ван пишет и так далее.
Good morning, teacher. Bala Sulam writes that the bad qualities will be inverted and become beneficial. What does it mean that they will ripen?
We will have to correct them. We have to correct them to the extent that we are permitted to see and to correct. And by this, even everything else that we can't detect is also corrected, because we are in one system. A part of the system is revealed to us, and we can change it from ourselves, from our relation to it, in order to bestow, and a part of the system is revealed in different ways that we cannot influence. But what is revealed to us is enough for us. If we relate to what is revealed correctly, then our entire relation to all parts of reality also becomes corrected. PT 19. Question. Barasalam says he counts the days and months that it must go through until it completes its ripeness. What does that mean? What, are we being ripened on, boiled on a fire? Yes, can't you feel it? Question. I feel like I'm on edge. What does it mean that until it's ripened? So are we interfering with the Creator's work? Don't interfere. We need only correct ourselves, and our correction is precisely that we don't interfere, but join, agree. This is our work. We have nothing to correct other than our relation, our perception, our perspective. We
Meyuadim.
We are not intended to correct the world. Bala Sulam mocks those who think they came to correct the world. We are intended only to correct ourselves, the human society only. And therefore, there is no solution to humanity for anything except to correct itself. Nothing besides itself. Nothing outside of man. You understand? This is why those who are correct anything outside of man, they're called world reformers. And they do huge harm to the world, because we will have to accordingly get back and correct man. Question, who does it mean by world reformers? Who are they?
Zviga, I don't hear you. Everybody's speaking okay.
Who are the world reformers?
World reformers, who those who think that you need to correct something except for themselves.
There are many of them.
Everybody, yes. That's why we have to explain that the whole solution in coming out of all the crisis that we're just starting to get into a lot of crises, because the world is becoming round, and this whole period of development of technology, social development, we've been through it all, and we don't need to develop anymore. There's nowhere to develop anymore except for correcting man himself. And from man to reach correction of society, that's what we have before us now. That's why humanity is really going in to a very not simple period. We can say that it's a period of what we learned in the previous article, of Egypt that will feel how we can get rid of the evil inclination of our ego, how we still must do it, and so on. Now we'll learn it on our own flesh.
Tell me, but there will always be world reformers who are trying to reform the world.
So we'll have to fix them? We'll have to correct them. What can you do? What does it mean to study together until everyone understands what their part in the correction of the world is when they correct themselves?
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav, boker tov.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. A question from a friend. What is the difference between the dissemination we do in the world and those who want to correct the world, to reform it? Another question. Why do I need to correct myself for dissemination?
We need to reach a state, Bala Sulam writes about it also, in many articles, that we need to bring the knowledge on the plan of creation, the purpose of creation to everybody. Otherwise, we will not reach Gemar Tikkun, because each and every one, whoever, that the fact that he's a man, he has in somewhat freedom of choice and somewhat a free action. That's why everyone must know a bit where we're living and what's conducting us and how we have to manage our correction. Otherwise, you won't be able to bring that structure called Adam that is inclusive of all the souls. You won't be able to bring it to correction. You'll need to explain to all people what their role is and in what they need to incorporate, connect, and correct in order to make sure that this system called Adam will resurrect and work before the Creator until it reaches adhesion.
Sorry, Rav. The second question was, if I have to correct only myself, then why do we need dissemination?
How else will we cause? Because Bala Sulam writes in a lot of places, Anrabash, what they did. So what did Kabbalists go through all this trouble for? So you got this knowledge, correct yourself, and that's it. No. We have to make sure the whole system will be corrected. That just as we work in our tens, that all of humanity will reach the structure of a ten. One ten.
Yes, but on the other hand, I heard that you say that we can be like Rabbi Akiva, just sitting under a tree and correcting ourselves.
Yes, also, correct. He can correct himself until he sees that the correction of the world depends also on dissemination and also on man will help his friend, what Rabash writes. Rabbi Akiva also didn't sit under one tree. Didn't sit under the tree on his own. He sat with his students. All of the Torah we have from Rabbi Akiva. Also the method of Kabbalah itself, as much as it developed thanks to him, we'll learn about it.
So is that to dissemination, to learn and to have students?
Yes, by this you're teaching people how to correct themselves in order to cause correction of the world. What should you teach them? How to make money? They'll find a way to make a living. So the world won't advance at the same pace of building all this nonsense in order to fill our lives. So we'd live in a different way, but corrected, not like in the Middle Ages of Europe or so on. That's clear. Kiev.
Раф, вот он здесь пишет, что плохие свойства сами изменяются.
He writes here that the bad qualities change by themselves and become good and beneficial to, as the Creator intended for them to begin with. What does it mean that bad qualities, that the Creator thought of them as good to begin with?
Everything goes from perfect to imperfect to us, that we, through our thought and desires, will be able to bring it back, this shattered state to the corrected state.
Так, а что значит, что мы выше, а с другой стороны мы говорим о том, что мы не исправляем?
On the other hand, we say that we don't correct anything, that these qualities become corrected by themselves?
No, nothing can be fixed only by us raising man first. We must demand the correction. Not to correct, but to ask for the correction. Clear?
Okay.
PT9.
He writes that the Creator watches over all the details of His creation very meticulously and doesn't allow anyone to destroy anything in His domain. What details does the Creator guard?
On all details that you can say about them, that they're not important and too bad they're there, and you can come up to them and try and destroy them.
But earlier you said that the world reformers do harm, and afterwards we will have to correct what they are spoiling.
So what? But the approach itself is flawed.
I'm asking if people can they spoil things in the world, or can't they?
They can ruin things in the world according to what they can from their degree. And later on, we'll have to, as we say, repent. Nikolai Sochi.
Если вот применимо к современной ситуации, вот есть коронавирус, получается, мы все пытаются его уничтожить, весь мир.
Let's say that there's a virus, like the coronavirus. Should we obliterate it, or should we relate to it differently and not obliterate it?
The truth is that all the corruptions that are revealed, we can correct only through our connection. If we would know how to do it, if we were taught and ready for it, so we'd connect even more, because some new source of damage is revealed, it's showing us where we are lacking connection, and we would connect, and the virus or whatever would disappear.
Woman Internet.
Woman Internet.
Italia.
From Italy, how does our internal correction influence the correction of all of humanity?
We are the central part of humanity. We are connected to the upper force and with humanity. That's why we are organized in the system as a passage, a transition that is between the Creator and all other billions of created beings. And we have to understand that we have an obligation, responsibility, and we really need to keep this connection correctly. Next.
Women USA, what does it mean to correct my perception?
To correct my perception is that I try in each and every moment to see the state correctly, reality that is awakening inside me. The world isn't before me as it seems to me, as Bala Sulam explains about the perception of reality. This whole picture is in me, in my head, and in my heart, in my mind and feeling, in this general picture called the world that is comprised of these two feelings, which is emotional and intellectual. And I have to bring myself to a state that no matter where I started, I have to bring myself to the upper world that is entirely good all connected to the Creator, and the Creator of the Upper Light fills it. Then I get the correct inspiration also in the feelings and also in the mind. That's it.
Latin 13. Can we say that disseminating to the masses is a way to influence my own correction?
It could be that, yes, if a person feels a tendency and an ability to it, so dissemination to the masses, but in a correct way, and that, I'm warning you, that it has to be the right way to learn and not just do it alone, but he goes through our courses and gets an approval to disseminate. Then, in such a way, a person will do a great good for the world and also correct his own soul.
Women Hebrew, how do we build an educational system where we don't interfere and do harm?
We can't if we build it, so obviously we're interfering and harming. But it has to be in according to spiritual vessels, spiritual laws. And we are just the intermediate. We are between the Creator and all created beings that are only, we are only the pipeline. And to be the pipeline means to be under the force of bestowal. That we aren't influencing what's going through us. We are in the force of Bina, and whatever flows from Keter, let it flow till the Malchut. And let's go back to the article.
Subtitle, Rewarded, I Will Hasten It. Not Rewarded, in its time. We must know that the above-mentioned law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then, there is the authority of the earth. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken the above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Such are the words that our sages said about the complete redemption and complete correction of Israel, and thus they clarified the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time. They wish to say that if Israel are rewarded and take the law of development that their bad attributes must go through in order to invert them into good ones, they will bring it under their own government. In other words, they will set their minds and hearts to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. Then I will hasten it, meaning they will be completely freed from the chains of time. And from now on, this end depends on their own will, meaning only by the greatness of the deed and the mindfulness. Thus, they hasten the end. But if they are not rewarded with developing their bad attributes under their own authority, but leave it under the authority of heaven, they too are certain to attain the end of their redemption and the end of their correction. This is because there is complete certainty in the government of heaven, which operates by the law of gradual development, degree by degree, until it turns any evil and harmful to good and beneficial, as the fruits on a tree. The end is guaranteed, but in its time, meaning it is completely connected and dependent on time. According to the above-mentioned law of gradual development, one must go through many degrees, which tend to come heavily and very slowly and lengthily, and stretch over a very long time before one reaches the end. Because the objects we are discussing are evolving, sensing, living beings, they too must suffer great agony and pains in those states of development, since the compelling force that exists in these degrees in order to raise man from a lower degree to a higher one is but a pushing force of pain and torments that has accumulated in a lower degree and that can no longer be tolerated. Because of this, they must leave that degree and rise to a higher one. It is, as our sages said, the Creator places over them a king whose decrees are as harsh as Haman's. Israel repent, and he reforms them.
וישראל עושים תשובה ומחזירן למוטב.
Therefore, the end is certain to come to Israel by the above-mentioned law of gradual development, and it is called in its time, meaning tied to the chains of time. And Israel's guaranteed end, by taking the development of their qualities under their own authority, is called I will hasten it, meaning completely independent of time.
Okay, I hope you'll read it together and also each one separately, what we read till now. Questions? I see that are only coming from PT29, that they're used to ask at the end of the lesson. They always leave it for themselves there. Maybe they can hold themselves and not. You want everybody to remember that you asked? So what I want to ask, can you now say, what have we learned from the first article of Shamati? on the cities. And what did we learn as part of the other article?
Shalom.
The peace in the world.
Shalom beolam. Vakasha, tidabru beinechem.
Please speak amongst you and explain what you learned from these two articles. What is your impression? Please, you have 15 minutes.
In the first article, the main impression I felt is that we have to lift the importance of the quality of bestowal, that we want to be in it not in order to gain something, but because it is sublime and noble.
Yeah, and Rav started in the first article. He said it's about us, on our degree, our level, and we have to study it and know it. That we should go over it again today in our meetings.
The first article is that we build something big and beautiful. Either we do it or we do it out of trouble and pain. It's either one.
There was such a strong impression from the first article. Such an impression from the first article that when I started thinking about it, as much as a person needs to lift himself above corporeality, that he won't remain immersed in his desires and thoughts.
It's actually the length of the article. In my impression, allowed many entries and exits, all kinds of stops at key points in the article, where you can feel it directs you to search where you can find connection in the work on it. And in general, the work I understood from there is about how you take the evil inclination, how you work with it, how you can rise above it and reach a higher degree. We do have to get back to it.
Choter is saying that we need to come out of Egypt, that the whole world is in Egypt, the world is all of our desires, and we have to be busy in this work of taking them out of there.
I've stressed many times that we have to shift from a state where we leave something for ourselves to turning everything for the sake of others, for the sake of the Creator, that spirituality is not something you're obligated to because it's bad or because it's good, but because it's a sublime value, that it belongs to a higher level, and that's why you want it.
A person who wants to ascend from the animate degree to a speaking degree, it has to be clear to them that they have to acquire the quality of bestowal. That's the only thing before him. And if he wants to do it, he has to shut his eyes and invest all his forces in there.
Julien,
To me, the article was very emotional. After the opening off gave, I constantly looked for where it is in me, between us, the words that Baal Salam and Rabash talk about. And also I heard how exile is a feeling that we gradually become disconnected from feeling our egos, ourselves. We start getting out of ourselves to the friends. How it is impossible to grasp. It's so slippery, but it's the biggest help that the Creator gives us, to the point that he says in the end that they wanted it after, in the end, because it really helps us. We don't even appreciate right now this perfect state where the Creator helps us, even in opposite ways, in ways we can't perceive. It's this, there's nothing else besides him that constantly operates in order to bring us to him.
In the Peace in the World article, Rav mentioned that we need to constantly see how to work on the correction of the world. What Tzvika was asking about, what the correction of the world is, that so Rav gave the example of Rabbi Akiva, that you can sit under a tree, and even from there, you can correct man's desires. And I think there's more to scrutinize from there. We have this whole article to go through, but the whole matter of correcting the world, correcting myself, it's a process we have to go through.
I heard that Bob explained that the only thing that requires correction is the relationship between people. If we correct the relationship between people, everything else that seems flawed in the world will be okay. And if we don't correct human relations, whatever we do will not help.
I have a strong impression now too from this explanation, as much as I see that I didn't hear. And now when you're speaking and talking, we can open it all to all sides and hear what Rav said, what he was speaking about, Baal HaSulam and Rabash. And we have to keep doing it throughout the day. Rav said we have to know this article. To keep going.
Yeah, I too heard that we have to read the article together and alone. And also, from the article continuing on what Owen said, we really have to correct only our perception, not interfere, but only agree, join what and how the Creator governs reality, runs it.
I heard that there's danger if we remain in the poor cities, that we won't get stuck in it. That we read, we awaken the words Rav said, it forces us to come out. And that's the nice thing about it here, that we're in the ten. Like Rav explained, that they're not righteous or wicked. Each one right away sees themselves like the main star. Our ego is confusing us. But to remember that it's one whole body, and that we feel that we're one world clear, and all these states are one whole thing that is breaking us all, that is happening in us, that will support each other to feel that everything is one, until we feel the Creator as one.
There was also some talk about dissemination. Yes, what's the point of disseminating if it's also an external correction? And I've explained that we have to disseminate in order to make others understand that the whole correction is internal. Right now, there are external forces in the world that try to do it superficially, externally. We understand that the egoistic nature is what we have to change. And we have to break out with this and cause more and more people to understand that in this way of building the environment connection, changing our relation to reality through love of others. That's all we need to do. We need to help people understand the situation.
Okay, let's end and hope that throughout the day people will look at these articles, read these articles, Shamati, and peace in the world. So, please, it's important for us to work with it internally, the Shamati, and also externally, that we'll know how to reach the peace in the world. Please, Niv.
Announcements. We have an announcement from the social team immediately after the lesson. There will be a message with the task we received last week about the daily prayer and incorporating in the friends and the prayers of the friends, with a link to the daily prayer of the friend of the ten. Also, we have a link for all the prayers that will be shared by the friends, translated into the main languages. It's recommended that every friend in the tent makes an effort to participate in the task as part of the common effort of the whole world Kli. And the broadcasts for today from 10 to 10:30, New Life with Dr. Michael Lightman. It will be broadcast on Rav's Facebook page. You're invited to write questions there online from 10:30 to 11:30. The writers' meeting with Dr. Lightman. This will be a recorded meeting, and from 6:30 to 7:30, the world meal. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and a great night.
A broken world no longer stands. We need the glue to make amends and bring us back to love and harmony. Collecting sparks to reignite the flame of love that burns inside. Together build a new reality. The feeling lies between embarks a weave. Feeling grows so nice. Connecting points inside. Higher than your skin. A big old plea. Bring everyone in. To bring everyone in. A bigger world is calling you to join in and to re-imbue the force of joy and peace and unity. Our nature holds us back, that's true. Only light can fix it, yeah. Overcoming in the group of friends. The feeling lies between thoughts of we. Feeling good, so nice. Connecting points inside. Yeah.